is stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will, but Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will, for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit! Hello? Is this on?
Stuff's happening around here. Things are moving. People are shaking. I can see it now. So people are going back and forth, in and out. We got so many stations, you know, in the building. So many big-time radio stations, facilities in this one major edifice that things are going back and forth. They're moving around. You see all the people, Rob? Things are happening here at 7 o'clock. Give me some of their audio level there, Gary.
Yeah, Gary, come on. Don't blow our ears
come
out.
Come on. Yeah, blow my ears out. I need that. I could use that today, believe me.
What? You want to get
a little rock and roll?
Your ears.
What do I got to do? 2 minutes in, you're already in the gutter.
Stop.
What do I got to do?
No, Gary, we need some level, seriously.
Friday, May 2, 2000. There we go. You got a dial.
My ears are now officially bleeding, okay?
You got it now. May 2, 2014, it's a Friday. Can you believe it? We're done. Stop counting.
We've been on the air for a while.
Because I don't even know what it is anymore.
You know what? That's like when the people say, how old is your baby? Oh, 27 and a half months. What?
Well, good part. There you go. Am I right? Or, you know, Questlove on From the Roots on the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show?
Yeah, I know who he is.
What he does every night is he says a number. Is he counting shows? Because he goes 49, and then he starts the drumming again. And the other night it was 48, so I'm assuming he's counting the shows, which is going to be weird when he gets to, like, 426.
Right.
Well, if Fallon makes it that long. But you know what I'm saying? Sesame Street did that, didn't they? Where they counted it from, like, one, and then they started counting shows, like, all the way through to 2,372. After a while, I just thought, why don't you just stop counting?
Right.
What's the point of the count? So I'm with you. I'm like, stop counting how many days
I stopped counting. It's all right.
Month and a half. How about that already?
We would have been off already by now.
If?
I don't know.
What do you mean we've been off already by now? It's a big weekend. Kentucky Derby's tomorrow. Tigers are playing this weekend against Kansas City.
It's the first big series of the year to me.
Got the Mayweather fight tomorrow. You'll be watching the Mayweather-Maidana fight. Weigh-in was today.
I don't know if I'll be watching
NASCAR that. People love Talladega. Talladega Sunday. Aaron's $4.99. So this is one of those big... Here we are, first weekend of May. Cinco de Mayo is Monday, but there'll be a lot of Cinco de Mayo parties, I'm assuming, on Sunday, except for the one in my neighborhood, because my neighbors still want to do it on Cinco de Mayo. Why can't we have a Cuatro de Mayo party? Oh, no.
What are you, Regis Philbin now?
No! Gelman, why can't we have it on Monday? We can. That's what they're doing. But I can't go now because I'm going to be here.
That's more important, being here with me. How are you, bud? You all right?
I'm making it through.
You know what? Your people just keep doing it every single day.
I just want to just go with it. You know,
every single day.
I got to tell you, Gary brings this in, and I already saw these. And I'm staring at the sheet of paper. This all happens to be about the P.K. Subban incident from last night.
He didn't do anything.
He scored the winning goal for Montreal.
You know what he did? He played his ass off. Mark, he played his black ass off. How's that?
I can't even say
that. That's what he did.
He's a great hockey player in my head. In my mind, he's maybe a very good hockey player. I won't say great. He's a very good hockey player. He plays in Montreal, and a lot of times you don't see the Canadiens much. And, you know, with the Wings especially, since we just got to the East here in this town again, after all those years in the West, so we didn't get to see the Canadiens very much, or the Rangers, or the Bruins, like we're seeing them now this season. But I've seen P.K. Subban play, and he's very talented. Scored a goal earlier in the game, which we mentioned on the Sports Wrap last night, and then when we were done, Game went to two overtimes. Bruins and Canadiens, first game of the round of second round, play in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And Subban scores the winning goal. No problem, right? I mean, hey, good for Montreal. What do we care? You know, actually, it was great because Montreal did the same thing the Wings did. Won game one in Boston. Exactly what Pavel Datsyuk did for the Wings in Detroit's game one. And so, of course, the night's continuing. I'm up. I'm awake. I watched my little Idol results night, and I'm watching Fallon
okay,
and stuff.
TMI. Nobody cares about
Well, but this is where it comes from. And then I started seeing it leak out. As I get onto social media at like 1:32 in the morning. That's when I started seeing it. And I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
But this is the second time it's happened, and the second time with this city. We've seen this before, Mark, and it's disgusting. I'm so disgusted by it because it only seems to happen when one team loses. And I don't know why. And if you could call up and give me another example to where some other team, Chicago, lost a game or the Kings or some other city, Mark, give it to me. I'll own up and I'll apologize. But until then, Boston, strong. No, Boston, racist. That's what Boston, racist.
Well.
And I don't care that somebody, well, they didn't all come from Boston and now they're trying to say, well, those are just random people. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? They're Boston Bruins fans. How's that? And don't tell me that most Boston Bruins fans don't live in Boston or the suburbs of Massachusetts.
Well, look, you're keeping calm right now, which is nice because you may go crazy a little bit later. But I will tell you that they can track this stuff. And one thing that they tracked was that last night, the N-word was trending from that area of the country. I mean, they can track this. We can do this. That's the beauty or non-beauty of the, you know, computer and the internet and social media, is that these words that get put on there with hashtags and other things can trend. And you can find out from which areas they come from. But I will tell you this, long before there was social media, long before there was the internet, when we had black players in the National Hockey League, I've heard this ad nauseum. And the guy I told you about before, I bring up Michigan State's very own Anson Carter. I heard some of the most vile things about Anson Carter over the course of his college career and his NHL career.
Yeah, I don't doubt that there's some of that, Mark, but what they keep doing in this, last year it was a Capitals player, right, who scored a game-winning goal. Remember that? It was outrageous. That just happened. Was that last year?
I'm time frame deficient right now. But remember Donald Brashear?
Yeah.
Donald Brashear, another one, with the whole Marty McSorley thing?
Yes.
Some of the most vile things. And now that we're in this age of social media, as we just saw with Donald Sterling, as we just saw now with Subban, I mean, it's amazing what comes out of people's fingers
Are you embarrassed? Are you personally embarrassed? I'm asking
Mark?
You. Yeah, Mark Wilson, are you personally embarrassed that the same stuff keeps happening over and over?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
Which is racist stuff keeps coming out of people's mouths.
I'm embarrassed for anybody
really
that thinks and is willing to go to a typewriter and type that stuff. Anybody. I don't care what color you are. I'm embarrassed for those people that think that that's cool. That's a cool way to live. That's a bad way to live.
And I keep hearing people say all the time, oh, black people, just get over it. Okay, yeah, slavery 400 years ago. Oh, just get over it. You got to move on.
What was that?
Oh, get over it. All right.
Get over the whole slavery thing?
Yeah, just get over it. You know, just get over it.
Okay, just get
over
it.
Stop. Okay, right. But you know what? Over and over. And you know what, Mark? Don't tell me. This is the scary part. And this is the part. Don't tell me it's 80-year-old white men on Twitter writing that stuff. Young kids who are still harboring those feelings.
Yeah.
So every time people tell me, well, you know, the racist, that was our grandfather.
Average age of a person on Twitter, I think, is 26.
That's who's doing this. That's what's so scary, is that it's still young people. Where are they learning this from? In the house? Is grandpa wearing a white sheet? Who's telling the kids this?
Oh, yeah. They're learning from their parents, their grandparents. They're hearing them talk amongst their friends or their people. Sometimes they're getting tutored that way. I know people.
Have you ever been in somebody's house, Mark, where that language is flying?
Yep.
And how do you feel when you're there and you hear it?
Well, unfortunately, what you do is, without confrontation, you try to get out of there as quick as possible. You let it go. You just kind of blow it off.
Have you ever said anything?
I mean, I haven't had it that much, but I know it. I'll tell you this. I had a friend whose father said it every day, used the N-word every day, and talked about those people every day. It didn't take long, and that relationship was severed. I was just done, and I didn't go back to the house, and I kind of defriended the person. There was one in particular. But I mean, Rob, was a friend of mine since second grade or something.
But that was tough then because you had to stop going to church, right?
Yeah, right.
Because...
yeah, right.
Because you're a minister.
No, I don't. No, I never heard from that human being nor anybody else in that realm. I can tell you that. Maybe it did, but I didn't hear it.
All right, 248-848-1130. If you haven't seen these tweets.
No, it knocks me down. It really knocks me down. And
they came from Boston.
Getting tagged here. But boom.
Just explain it one more time. What happened? What played out?
Okay, Montreal in the second overtime. Great hockey game going against the Bruins in Boston at TD Garden. We just saw the whole series with the Wings. P.K. Subban had scored earlier. Game is tied. They go to the OT. First one's passed. We're in the second OT. And P.K. Subban scores again. Yay, Montreal wins. They're all celebrating in the thing, in the corner and whatnot, and then they go roll off the ice. There's no handshake yet. It's only game one, and the game's over. Just a game in the playoffs. And that just one of many. And then all of a sudden, if you were on your social media at all, whether it be Facebook or Twitter, and you have certain people that you follow, you can look at trending topics. If you know what I'm even talking about, most of you do, some don't. It just started like crazy. Like crazy. It was nonstop. And then Gary today just, I guess you asked him to do this. Print it out and actually see a printout of some of the things that were tweeted, you know, on the Twitter machine last night after Subban's winning goal.
Well, let me tell you this. If this was the National Football League, then they would have been out of flags and there wouldn't have been a game play. That's how often they threw this word around. It's just unbelievable to me and the stuff. And then even that, there's one with a hashtag that says, for hockey, it says white. What does it say? Where is that?
Which one?
White only. Where is it? Oh, here it is. That stupid end doesn't belong in hockey. Hashtag whites only. There it is.
Subban is the definition of an N. F that I can't do it. I can't even read them. I don't want to do it. And even though you're going to get them without the actual words, I can't do it. It's not my wheelhouse, man. It's like exhausting. It's exhausting. It takes its toll. And if it doesn't take its toll on you, then you're not a real human. There's something wrong with you. Rob says, what are we going to talk about? How are we going to do this? We just did this whole thing.
We just did it.
You
think I want to come in here and do it? But Mark, we have to.
It's a story. It's news.
It's news. You got to let people know what's going on. You can't ignore this stuff. It's unbelievable. And it's happened twice.
No, you know what? Right. You know what? You don't have to condone it or like condone the topic
in
particular.
No, I'm not.
It's not like we're picking up on the Duke University. You know, I was about to say lacrosse. They already had their own problems. I don't want to talk about that. But we're not digging way down into some.
This happened last night.
Triple A game down in our single A or a Division III football game. This is the Montreal Canadiens and the Boston Bruins in a second round Stanley Cup hockey game. And it's not new. The NHL has had some terrific black players.
And
terrific. Anson Carter is my guy.
Gary told me, though, that Subban's brother is in the Bruins minor league system. How he must feel really good about that.
They're very good hockey players. They're good. You know, it's supposedly a very good family. Really, real cool family.
All right.
Carter's family was real cool. Brashear's family was real cool.
248-848-1130 is the number.
Tony McKegney played here.
I remember Tony McKegney. I know he played. He had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll here.
One of the great goaltenders of all time is Grant Fuhr. I mean, this is not new. Yeah, we mentioned, of course, Jerome Iginla plays for Boston. He's gone through it for ages.
Right, but you would think that this is old news. It's not old news. It's still alive, and it's so sad. 248-848-1130. Just your feelings, your thoughts when you keep hearing this stuff. Who's to blame? How do you what I mean, is it shocking that people will go on something as public as Twitter?
No, not anymore.
And just say whatever they want. And is this the part where people always say, whatever happened to freedom of speech? Is this what you're talking about? Really?
Is this the freedom you really need?
It's just outrageous.
Is this what you want Twitter for and Facebook for?
These are young people. That's what's so scary.
Sat down at a computer, Rob, and said, I'm going to do this on purpose.
This is an 80-year-old guy who took off his hood because he couldn't see his keyboard and started tweeting.
Do the thing, and then we'll get to Steve. Talk to Steve.
Time for the official sports night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15.
Now you know what time it is on this Friday. It's 7:15 on this May 2nd, 2014. And by the by, we're going to tell you coming up about our big NFL draft day parties next week.
All right.
You
can't
do not
wait.
Want to miss them.
A chance to rub elbows with us and hang out with us for a few hours. So that'll be next week. 248-848-1130. Let's just kick it off, Mark.
Steve, Royal Oak, you're on Sportsnet with Parker and the Man.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, Robin, Mark. It's glad to have you guys back on the air. It's good to hear.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. It's been a while, and I'm glad to have you back. You know, Boston, this is not Boston Strong. This is Boston Week. You know, this is what this is. I don't know. You got to take ownership for this. And I don't care who it is, and I don't care what they say. I don't care how they want to push this on everybody else, but this is disgraceful.
And it's really happened. And you know what, Steve? It's happened twice. I think it was last year against Washington. It was the same exact thing. I can't remember the play. He scored a goal in overtime, and then they went to Twitter and went off racist stuff.
Somebody's got to take ownership for this. I mean, this stuff can't just keep happening. I mean, it's constant in our society now. And I don't know what the breaking point is. I really don't know. What support is it going to be to where we get to the point where it's a breaking point?
Now, Steve, be careful what you wish for, man, because what you're almost saying is until we get some sort of confrontational clash nationwide, which could be very bad in civil unrest, which may be where we're going, you better be very careful about – I know what you're saying. I know where you're coming from. But that is the only eventual result of this kind of action.
Mark, I get what you're saying, but at some point you also have to understand, no matter what, you know, whatever minority, majority, whatever you're, you know, whatever race you are, how in the hell is it that we're able to, that people are able to say things on Twitter and every other, you know, and the keyboard muscles that are going on, right? How in the hell is it that we keep letting this happen? I mean, I guess you can't track it back.
Right.
The point is, there's a point to this.
Who's letting
it
happen, though, Steve? Who really is? Who's running the show around here? Who's in charge? Who do I talk to?
But Steve, the other one is, you know what? You would have thought you have a two-term African-American president. And you know what? I think when he got elected, I've said this to Mark before, it made it worse. It made people believe, well, there's no racism because we elected a black president. So now people are just going off. I think it's worse. And don't get me wrong.
I agree with you because what it did is overturned a bunch of rocks.
Yes.
It overturned a bunch of rocks and all those little animals crawled out from under there. And then they got in their $149 PC from Best Buy.
Yep.
And they got their keyboard muscles going on. Rob, if they walked up to you and you're a very tall, healthy looking male, they're not going to walk up to you and say, hey, you know, I didn't like that outcome.
Right.
You know,
no, I know.
You're a black man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know it's just unbelievable that even to this day you would think that things okay, you know, like. Have kind of calmed down or whatever, but I get disheartened every day. And I'm telling you what, Steve, the thing that I just told to Mark that disheartens me the most, these are not 80-year-old men on Twitter. These are young people. And that's a shame.
Steve, you know what it is?
It's a damn shame.
You know what it is? You know what Twitter and Facebook, what it has really kind of the woes of the misbegotten here? You know what it's done? It's turned cowards into 144 character heroes in their mind.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's a damn shame because it was like I said, if back in the old days, if we all meet in the town square, if we are who we say we are, behind this keyboard, behind our tap 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 click click click, you know, then we'll see who the real men are.
Exactly. You know? Hey, Steve, thanks for the call. Glad you found us, bud.
All right, Rob. Absolutely. We'll see you later.
Okay. 248-848-1130.
Just to give you Cam Neely, he's the Boston Bruins president, longtime great player of the Bruins. His statement was this: the racist, classless views expressed by an ignorant group of individuals following Thursday's game via digital media are in no way a reflection of anyone associated with the Bruins organization.
Right. And I'm glad Cam Neely said that because it's just ridiculous. And they have to feel bad because, it's like I said, it's the second time it's happened with them.
Cam Neely had to say it because he has to make up for the terrible acting he did in the Jim Carrey movie. Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah, Me, Myself, and Irene.
Cam Neely, and Brendan Shanahan was in that, too.
Shanny
was in that movie, too, with Jim Carrey. John, out in Ann Arbor, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This has been not a very good week, I would have to say, as far as race relations, and it's not, I mean, it's just asinine, and I can't, you know, words can't, why? Mark, as you said, I mean, look at all the Tony McKegney, Grant Fuhr.
This is not new.
And people forget, too, that African-Americans were some of the original players of hockey. If you look it up on Wikipedia, I mean, they helped invent a game. I mean, why would they? I mean, this is just idiotic.
Oh, yeah, the African-American heritage in hockey up in Canada goes, well, African-Canadian, if you
right.
will,
well, right.
goes back to the 1800s.
Yes, and just the fact that, like the previous caller said, a bunch of keyboard commandos, a bunch of Twitter tough guys. I mean, come on. And like you said, should be a better place in the organization.
John, let me ask you.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just assuming, I don't know, I'm assuming you're a white guy, right? I'm assuming, okay?
Yes, sir.
Do you take any, when you hear that stuff, does it bother you just to say, wow, I just can't believe we're still here, and it's always, obviously blacks are the minority or whatever, but to hear other white people with the same old thing over and over, does it bother you at all? Like black people always feel a certain burden if somebody black does something wrong. Do you know what I mean? There's like a burden. Do you feel that same way, or you just look at it and say, those are some idiots that I don't know?
No, I feel bad. I feel bad that I'm 43 years old.
Yep.
We have an African-American president. He's also half white.
Yep.
And people can't get over the fact that the majority of the nation voted for somebody that wasn't the same as it always has been. And do I agree with his politics? Not much.
And you don't have to, though, right?
No, but
you
I agree with him as a person, and I respect him.
And you respect the office, don't you? That's the problem I have. You got to respect the office. Hey,
right.
George Bush had 8 years in the White House. I wasn't with him, you know what I mean? But he was still the president. I never disrespected the president.
We respect the office, and we respect the fact that, hey, he had the stones to do it.
Yep.
And I appreciate what he's trying to do.
Right.
I just can't believe that in this day of age, this is 2014. This is in 1967.
Unbelievable.
Let's move on, folks. I mean,
yep.
Come on.
All right, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
Here's the other John. What's up, JD?
What's going on, fellas?
How you?
This is just another resume item in the racist history of Boston, Massachusetts.
I said that to Mark. I said, I know it from firsthand. I've been there. I've been treated a certain way. I do not have a fondness for Boston at all. I've always told you that. It has nothing to do with Yankees, Red Sox, or Celtics.
Red
Knicks.
Sox were last to integrate.
Nothing.
Is that correct? Was it Pumpsy Green?
They were last.
They were last. Yes.
Pumpsy Green was.
Which is weird because Boston also the first black coach basketball wise.
Bill Russell.
And had like so many black players on their team as well. So it's amazing when you think about
I mean, the only shining light was Red Auerbach in those Boston Celtics teams. I mean, you had the former mayor of Boston who said publicly to bomb Detroit and start over.
Right, I do remember that.
You had idiots who went into Bill Russell's house and took a dump.
What?
Right, disgraceful.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know the story. I actually don't know the story. They went to the bathroom, like on the floor or something, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, you meant that like literally?
Literally, yeah. A dump. Yes.
Somebody went into his house and
not a radio dump, an actual dump.
I didn't even know that story. I didn't know they'd done that.
So
that's fantastic.
Know, so going forward, the question is: do we want to adopt hate speech laws like the EU and make?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that because that's too hard to police, and I don't want that. I'm just John. It just bothers me, as I just said earlier, that these are young people. These aren't old people. Nobody.
So do we go, not after, but go to the Facebooks and the Twitters and say, you know what, we may have to start identifying these folks.
Yeah, you can't be anonymous anymore. How about that? How about in order to get a thing, you have to somehow show your driver's license, Mark, or something.
Rob,
just
a lot of these weren't anonymous. There are people's names on
these. Names on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are those real names?
But they think that they're people that don't matter. They don't, you know, some start Twitter accounts that are phony baloney for sure, and some start Twitter accounts that are fine, and Facebook is similar. You may have two or three Facebook pages, and then they'll get rid of them pretty quick. But, you know, John, I can't get people together for a dinner party. How am I going to get 320 million people together on something? How am I to get $320 million together?
You don't have to get everybody, Mark. It's something that Twitter or somebody else decides that this is the policy. If you want to be on Twitter.
I'm not talking about just not printing stuff on Twitter. I'm talking about changing minds.
Oh, okay. Well, Mark, we know that that's very hard to do. All right.
Thanks, JD.
Thanks. Appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
Yes, we will take more of your calls. Let's start this. We actually have started it. My name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who thinks Jimmy Fallon is totally right. I took this from Fallon because I came up with the same one, but I'm going to give Fallon the credit here. Jameis Winston stealing crab legs makes perfect sense because most college kids who go to Florida end up getting crabs.
Very nice. That is
one way
good.
Or another.
Very nice.
Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker. Jimmy Fallon, I had the same one as you. I can't believe it.
That's a very good joke. I like that. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on this Friday night. Metro Detroit, Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson, EP, Gary, Nick and his video streaming minions, Ryan and Josh, all here, Mark. And we're ready for the big show. We got a lot
loaded
to do tonight.
Loaded for bear, baby.
That's right. So hit us up, 248-848-1130. Let's hear. I know people got some outrage. People can explain it. Are you disheartened? Are you numb to it? Are you just numb and you just accept it that this is the world we live in and it's always going to be this way or not?
Sports Night with Parker and Amanda. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan. Second day of May and we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
As you travel around this weekend in Metro Detroit, just be careful out there. That's all we're asking. And if you have a problem or if you just need some routine maintenance, get surprised by the most amazing things, Rob Parker.
You know I am.
Take your car, truck, or van.
How many years have you known me? Stop
it. A million. To the pros at Expert Car Care. Take your car there. Go get your car done.
That's right. And you know what, Mark? The best thing? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound often. The same day.
Expert Car Care, everything on your car. Front to back, top to bottom, as simple as a windshield wiper or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And be sure to mention these two good-looking guys you're watching right now on ParkerTheMan.com.
Who's that, EP and Gary?
Yeah, probably.
Or Parker and the Man.
Yeah, that one.
That's right. And you know what, Mark? If you do, you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
Just for saying Parker and the Man with any work done, that's over $100 in savings right there. Mike and his great people, Expert Car Care, locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. They're so good you need to get there. Expert Car Care, that's XPERT, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care. Hey.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.